Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey,
we are back in the building.
And hey again.
It's your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And y'all listen, today we have an amazing topic. But before we get into that, if this is your first time joining us on Shift Real Talk TV, we want to thank you for joining us on Tuesdays for Shift Real Talk Tuesdays. We air every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Now, today's hot topic, we are talking about, I didn't know that was an issue. Because sometimes when you're in a relationship, especially if you've been in a relationship for a long time, you tend to have issues, and the person that you're in a relationship with may not know that's an issue. So that issue causes a lot of confusion and friction in the relationship, and neither one of y'all understand exactly what's going on. So today we're going to talk about those things that somebody might say, man, I didn't know that was an issue, but it's an issue. So that's where we at tonight. We have Mind Provoking on the line. Mind Provoking, we are
talking about. Man, we love you, Mind Provoking.
Our topic tonight is, I ain't know that was an issue.
I ain't know.
I'm in a relationship with you.
Yeah, I'm from New York, but I just went Atlanta country. I ain't even know.
Earlier this week, I tried to get people to get online, on live, and give us like little issues that they've experienced in their relationship that they think that maybe their partner or their spouse didn't know about. So we have some of those here, and we're going to talk about those tonight.
And we also have a great solution for all of these issues, man, that I just, we want to share with you a little later on in the show. But for you Laker fans, we just want to kind of just go into
a moment of silence
for the Laker fans.
Amen. That was a brief moment.
Yeah, a little brief moment. You know,
Tisha, how you doing, babe? We have Tisha on the line, and we also have Miss Doris on the line. So y'all listen.
Hey, Auntie.
Our topic tonight, we are wanting to discuss issues that you know you have in a relationship that maybe your spouse or your partner do not realize is an issue. So the topic is, I ain't even know that was an issue. So that's what we're discussing. So make sure you put it in the chat, put your issues in the chat, and we're going to discuss those as well. But we also have some that people have put in ahead of time.
All right, let's go.
I said that
what
twice,
up, niece? We love you, man. Let's go. You said that twice. Come on. You're repeating yourself. Let's get into it.
So
come
let's
on.
Get into
They'll
it.
Catch up with us. Come on. Come on. Let's rock. Let's rock. Let's rock.
Let's rock.
Let's go. Okay. Let's go with it, man.
All right. So, number one, I'm going to shuffle them up real good. I ain't know this was an issue. All right. The first one. My spouse controls all our finances. He rarely includes me at all. I'm afraid if something happens to him, I would be clueless. That's an issue.
Ooh.
That's an issue.
He controls all the money.
My spouse controls all of our finances. So all the decisions, I guess, all the decisions in the marriage and everything, financial decisions, I guess he controls all
hey,
of those.
Hey, Aunt Doris.
He rarely includes me at all.
Yes.
I'm afraid if something happens to him, I would be clueless. That's an issue.
That is definitely an issue, man. I say if it's not broke, don't fix it. And I say that to say this because, you know, this is something that I kind of can relate to. I know how much, and this is just from my situation, I know how much money is coming in. Mm-hmm. And I know how it's coming in.
Right.
So because I know if this is going to come in tomorrow, then we could only spend this much. You know what I'm saying? Or if this is going to come in today, then there's a level of what we can only spend. But the point is, I believe as long as he's not being frivolous with the spending, if he's not all over the place with the spending and shopping and the bills are not being paid, the lights are getting cut off, the rent, you're getting eviction notices, the mortgages, or you're getting, you know, got to get rid of the house. So I believe that there's a level of, you know.
I just thought about something from what you said. I think I can kind of relate to this person. Because you just, you're absolutely correct. Most of the, you know, what's coming in, you know, because at the moment I don't have a job. So because I don't have a job, because you're making the money and bringing it in, you do good with everything that you do, making sure everything's straight.
Your phone is not getting cut off.
I think that would be an issue that I didn't even realize before now could possibly be an issue. Because if something happens to you, how would I continue to run the household? What would I, you know, I think that's something that definitely would
an inheritance would be left for you to, you know.
Well, no, I think that's, yeah, not that. Stop it. I think that that's something that we really need to sit down and have a little discussion about. Okay, so I don't necessarily have to know, like, okay, this coming in, how you doing this, how you doing it. It's not that. It's just a thing of including me in some of the financial knowledge so that I'll know certain things so that if anything did happen to you, then I would still
let me
know
use
how
an example. Let me use an example.
Maneuver after the fact.
Let me use an example.
I pray nothing
when,
do, but.
When you were single, right?
All
right. When you were single and you had your own place, because you did, you had your own place, right? And that was that period where you would doing your thing, you know, you had your job, you knew every 2 weeks you had this amount of money coming in,
right?
Every 2 weeks.
Okay,
so with that knowing that you had coming in, you knew what the budget for your rent, you knew what the budget for the food, you knew what the budget for your car note, your insurance,
right?
Because you had a plan for that check coming every 2 weeks,
right? Yeah,
it's the same situation.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I'm saying, like, you know, being married, I'm saying if you know what's coming in and you know
what's coming in.
Well, in our situation, because I know what's coming in.
Right.
I don't work.
I think we should know what's coming in and how things are being allocated. How much is the insurance and how do you go out paying that? What's this? And I think we should definitely have that conversation.
Well, read what my niece put down.
Because that's something good to know. As the adult, because I wouldn't, if when I was single, I didn't have to tell my son where all the bills, what I'm paying for this and that, because he's my child. But I'm your wife, and that's something that's going to have to continue on after if something did, God forbid, happen to you. Okay, so Mind Provoking says, enabling behavior while not allowing self to go further with how-to skills within self. Girl, you so deep right now. You got to write this in layman terms for me. She says, we have to realize we are still individuals inside of a relationship. So self should never be neglected. Some depend on spouses, which places one back into a child's role.
And that's
I understood that part.
No. I understand what she's saying.
Right. It places the other, like, for instance, it would place me in the role, like how I just said, I didn't have to tell my son what the bills were and how things were allocated and what was coming in because he was my child. But as the adult in the marriage, then I think that would be something good to discuss so that it would not be an issue.
Well, you know how that would cripple somebody too as well? Because just say as the man, first of all, I believe this, the man is the provider.
Right.
He is the provider.
Right.
So I just believe there's certain things that you should not be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, I don't.
You don't do it. Well, I just believe and I don't believe it enables you, but it allows us to have an order that's set.
No, that's just me.
I believe that.
Now, respectfully.
I believe that sets the order.
Right.
Because
respectfully, I agree to disagree.
Okay, come on. I mean, that's
reason being, if you said you are the provider, that doesn't mean that the other person, we are one, that I should not know how the provisions are allocated.
You do know how the provisions are allocated.
Okay, so tell me.
You know why you know? Because when you dial your phone, guess what? You can get
the picking
up the phone.
I am not saying.
When you cut your lights on, click.
Whatever. I'm not saying that I don't know that the lights, the bills are being paid. I'm not saying that.
So you know they're being allocated.
No, but if in the event something happens, who would I pay for the light bill? Who would I pay for
the
insurance?
You know the bills come. They, you know who they get paid to. You know the electric company. You know the rent people.
But do I
know who they are?
Wait, but do I know? Let's say you the type of person, me, for instance. When I was doing my own bills and stuff like that, I would pay the entire bill and I would pay a little bit over so that they always owe me, right?
But when you were paying the bill, guess what? The price of stuff wasn't what they were today.
It don't matter. To the period, okay?
Because when you were paying the rent was
fine. You know the rule. Okay. To the period. All right. Let's say you the type of person that piece off bills. Like you might pay a little piece over here and a little piece over there and a little piece over here and a little piece over there. And the bill is not paid like how I would. So even though the bills are getting paid, you might have arrangements made and all that stuff that I don't know anything about. So in the event that something happened, I wouldn't even know none of that. So I think that'll be a good discussion.
So listen here. Because again, I believe when you were paying bills, car notes were about $200 then.
Not talking about how much.
Hey.
Queen Mel Jackson.
What's going on?
Hello, darling. All right.
Some couples have something together for expenses, for bills, and then they have their own personal expenses. True.
We're talking about the actual like.
So is it like when you come together, is it right to have? And this is a question for you,
Queen Mel.
If you come together now, what is it personal that you have? What are the personal bills that you have outside of coming together?
Because might have an account allocated just for.
That's what I'm asking. What is that?
Like nails, hair, massage, shopping. She might have something that is just straight up, just like for that alone. Some people have those.
Okay, listen.
Some people do. we have our own personal account, but my husband knows that I have this account that I put a little bit in here and there so I can do that self-love thing. You know, that's definitely, thank you. I was right. She said things like getting your hair done or shopping. Case in point, because I'm a lady. All right. So, the other comment is that's a generational hindrance. We have to grow with the times. This isn't the traditionalist or baby boomer generation. Girl, you is tripping. Nah, I'm playing. Therefore, certain things that used to work may need to be altered, which promotes a compromise between two couples. Say that, honey.
Then
Queen Mel said, and then sometimes that personal thing could be used for gifts for him. So you never know. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I understand that. You have the bills and then you have leisure. So yeah, in other words, it's leisure. So bills and
her
then leisure.
But
don't you include your partner in the leisure as well?
But see, if that's what they want to do. But see, the leisure is not something that if something happens to my wife, I need to know who she went to get her hair done. No, but if something happens to my spouse, I need to know, okay, so, because, I mean, think about it. You've seen situations like this, like Mind Provoking said, most of which was back in the day, where when the husband passed away or something, then the wife was like, She was like, oh my God, what do I do? Because my husband did everything. And that shouldn't be.
Okay. Next question. Move on because I wanna kinda deal with
gotcha.
I wanna kinda deal with some.
All right. So I'm gonna shuffle up.
Come on.
And the next one is when it comes to my kids, my wife acts like I have no say so. That's an issue.
Well, you got to be clear with that because okay. is this a step kid? Well, I'm, you know, is this a kid that you guys didn't create together, or is this kids in the house?
Does it matter?
I think there's a difference. Tell because the only reason why I could see somebody saying you don't have a say-so is because they don't feel like you're biologically not the kid's parent.
No. Listen to what it says. We got to make sure we don't mix words. It says, when it comes to the kids, my wife acts like I have no say-so. So she probably overrides his say-so, or she probably makes him feel, or he may even just feel like because she don't allow him to discipline or you know, if his word be the word, that, you know, ultimately.
Today's parents. Okay. I'm not judgmental, but I'm from the old school.
Right.
You spare the rod, you spoil the child.
Right.
You spare the rod, you spoil the child.
That's kingdom business. That's not for everybody. That's
I understand that's kingdom that. Stuff. No. That is for everybody.
But no, I'm saying what I'm
to the period. Oh, you just cut me off. Now you ready to go? To the period. This generation of parents, I want to pull my hair out. Because I deal with it every day. I see it every day. And what I see is when the kid is acting up, when they're acting up, that what they do is they give them the phone and give them cartoons to watch.
That's really an issue for you.
So, huh? Yeah, it's an issue because what's raising our kids are the phones. So we don't put the balance in the kids to give them the tools that they need. Sometimes they need the discipline. And who gives the discipline? Because women are nurturers. They are nurturers. Right. And men discipline. But
women are nurturers and disciplinarians as well.
Yes, but they discipline with a level of nurture.
We do it
differently. So their discipline is different. Their discipline is different. You know not to do that, but okay, it's okay, but don't do that again.
I did not discipline like that.
Come on, man.
Don't put all of us in the box.
Yeah, but so
all of us don't.
But the thing is, the today's level of parenting is mind-boggling to me because, again, the kids, we treat the kids like they are friends. You know what I'm saying? So when they say something out of the way, especially when they're young, I done seen how old she told you or she said this. And it's like, how this little five-year-old was able to tell me to shut up? And then you think that's cute.
Yeah, okay, so.
You think that's cute? Right. No. Smack his. I can't say that on Facebook because I don't want to. No, I can't. No, they will shut us down.
You didn't say abuse them and beat them across the head with a stick.
He needs his butt whipped. Your
religious belief says spare the rod, spoil the child. And if that's something you believe
he
in,
needs
we're not abusive.
To be.
But if that's what you're saying, and that's what you're saying. But listen, let me say this. It sounds like that this person feels like his rule in his home is undermined by the wife. My thing is, regardless of whether it's the stepkids or his natural kids, the thing is authority. That child is going to learn in the family unit, in the home, behind the four walls of the home they live in. They're learning authority. If you usurp the authority father, regardless of what, then you're teaching that child that
it's all right to disrespect
yeah. authority. It's way bigger than my kids, you know, and they daddy don't want you. It's bigger than that, because if you married me, hopefully you married me with the understanding that I know the people, our women always say, well, we come as a package deal. Okay. But if you married me and I have a child, then I should have an understanding that I trust you enough with my life to give you me. Then I should trust you enough to give you the whole package deal. The package deal don't just come because you going to spend money on us. We a package deal, you know, take us out to eat. We a package deal. But when it comes down to helping to raise the child, all of a sudden the package is going out the window. This is my child. You know, I feel like that a lot of times if we do that, make the child see that the adult, the father in the household is like don't have no say so, then they'll use that too to pit the two parents against each other, and that'll draw a wedge in the marriage. That'll cause a lot of problems. And then if you ain't know that was an issue, that's an issue.
That's true, niece. Because what happens is,
what she say? My
she said when you got to come together. Whether when you marry, then it is no stepkid. There is
there
you
are
come
children,
together.
Right.
You come together with the mindset that we are together when it comes to the discipline. Because what you can teach the kids, basically what my wife was saying, the first level of what they learn is they learn from what's in the home.
Right.
So we teach them from the perspective of the home. They learn how to respect.
Right.
They learn how to manipulate.
Disrespect.
They learn how to manipulate, disrespect, lie. They know how to learn all of this from how together or not together the parents are.
Yeah.
So again, if you demand the authority if you undermine the authority that's in the home, then what you teach that kid is now that, you know, okay, I don't have to listen to the father, the figure that's in the house. You know, mom, whatever you do. So now you play the two parents against one another, and all it does is a tool to cause the division inside of the household.
And the thought just came to my mind, because what if that's a young boy in the household? I'm just speaking from the male, like, you're watching another man be belittled by your mom. So what do you think he's going to marry? Because usually dudes marry their mamas. So all of a sudden, what you're doing is you're showing him how a woman is supposed to treat the man. And as a man, one day, he's going to end up growing up, probably end up with a woman just like that. And he's going to be undermined, and it's going to be a problem. Or if it's a female, she's going to think that that's how she's supposed to be with other men as she gets older, date and marry. So we have to be careful with that.
And two, with this man, like you said, what he grows up not doing is respecting men in authority. And this is why, we see it today. This is why teachers are quitting. They're quitting. I noticed for a fact that the teacher of higher rate is gone down to an all-time low because of these disrespectful kids. And I see it happen with a lot of these males, not just women teachers, but I just see these kids very disrespectful.
Yeah.
But that disrespectful behavior, it comes from somewhere.
Yeah, it comes from somewhere.
That's
Queen
right.
Queen Mel says, our parents didn't play.
That's
we
right.
We got the look.
But you knew better. That's the crazy part.
Because you was raised in the household to understand that when you get out here, don't you act up. Don't embarrass me. You better not. And we knew. Because we was raised in the house to understand what that look was. So when you in church and your mama in the choir and you in the pews, when we used to be in the pews playing around.
And our mama, point that finger.
Nah, she didn't even do that. She would give us that. And we already knew we was in trouble. So,
what I'm saying. And the look today is the phone. Can't even give that look to you. You give that look. They be looking at you back. Look.
Looking back at you like what? What?
Are you serious?
What I do?
I don't understand it today.
It bothers me. I understand it. We took away the ability to parent in the homes without the fear of the parent being in trouble and the child having the power to call the police or whatever if the child is being disciplined.
I'm
not talking about abused. I'm talking about disciplined.
My oldest son. I had the honor and the privilege to raise him during his high school years.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do that because of it really actually saved his life, because where he was going down the wrong road. So he was sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was sent to me, you know, he was messing up in high school. I got to leave work to go check. I'm upset because I'm taking care of you and you making me leave work
to lose money. So
I'm losing money to come find out why you can't just act right
in school
for these couple of hours.
Honey, it's just
he got put out of school and the teachers came up to the call me and I had to leave. I was upset. Man, what's this about? What is this about? And he had the nerve to. I was like,
Oh, really?
Oh, we doing that? Okay. All I know is the principal walked out and he ran after me. Mr. Moore, don't do that here. Mr. Moore, please don't do that here. The cops came. And I said, I didn't care where we was at. He got it where he did it at. And the police officer told me. The police officer came up to me, pulled me to the side and said, man, listen. He said, thank you. And I'm like, because I'm already thinking, but I didn't really care because at the end of the day, my son was not going to disrespect me. So if I got to go to jail behind this, I'm going to jail because he's not going to disrespect me. But the cop told me, the cop pulled me over. And he said, man, listen, thank you. He said, because if we had more fathers that did that, then we wouldn't have to do it.
Right. Because somebody's going to, like the little comedian lady, she said, somebody going to check them. She said, somebody going to check them.
You know what I'm saying?
If we don't raise them right in the household and get this thing straight, Miles Monroe said there's a lot of mismanagement going on. This was because he passed away now, but before he even passed away, this was one of his older recordings. He said there's some mismanagement going on in the household. He said, and the only way to correct mismanagement is management.
Mm-hmm.
We act like we too far gone. We're not. The only thing we have to do is go back to what worked. And I'm not, because people think that just because now the government has caused us to do it the way they want us to do it and raise the children the way they want us to, which is causing our children to become more unruly because now they run in the show. It worked out the way it worked out. And people, kids still getting abused today.
Mm-hmm.
More kids probably getting abused undercover because now you can't just be a regular parent. Your child has been given the power now to usurp your authority. And that just, I thank God I didn't raise my son in that era.
I bet you one thing, he never did that again.
Because definitely, there's no respect level.
And I grew up that way. If I did, but you know what though, we grew up with the level of not disrespecting our mothers, but the women that was
respecting
in our
the
women that
authority.
We grew up around. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So it was a level of respect. Well, you know, and my grandmother, God bless her. God bless my grandmother. My grandmother lived in one of the worst projects in Brooklyn, and they would. Smoking weed in the hallway, and they were doing everything crazy. Mm-hmm. But when my grandmother, who they knew was a church woman, when she came through them hallways, Miss Duggan's coming, put it away. They put the, because they was gambling, playing dice in the hallway. They were doing everything. Everything that they did when my grandmother came, they stopped it until she.
Out of respect.
Yeah. Took the hats off. They even took the hats off.
Yeah.
They knew to take the hat.
I miss those times.
And it's like today, man. Man, come on, y'all. So, but anyway, listen, y'all know. Moving on, we gonna come back to that. But, you know, we arrest me because I'm not gonna. Thank you, Mia. I'm arrest me. I'm not gonna tolerate that. So,
and that's the thing. Now people's other parents are asking or making it so the adults have
pay the
to
bond. I get
tolerate
out.
Disrespect from their children. It's like, I didn't even tolerate disrespect from my own child. So now your mama is making it so that I have to tolerate disrespect from you. And this parent know that their child is disrespectful and don't expect you as an adult to say anything.
Ooh, wait a minute. I know y'all remember that thing. My mama used to tell me this all the time. Ooh, I know y'all remember it. Tell me if y'all remember it. She said, I brought you in this world. But I take you.
Yeah, I brought you in this world.
I brought you in this world,
and
I take you out.
They didn't take us out, but they sure told us, and we had the fear of
I was like,
authority at that point.
Uh-oh, mama's serious. But when she said that, I knew she was serious. Like, okay, let me bring it in.
Used to have that thing where if they called your full name, you know you in trouble.
What?
Now the kids call the parent full name back. What kind of junk is that?
But listen, y'all, a lot of things that we don't know are issues. But here's the thing. You know, we are biblical based. So I want to go scriptural for a second here.
Okay.
I want to go biblical for a second about issues.
Yeah.
One thing God wants to do, see, the Bible lets us know that in all thy ways, acknowledge him.
Right.
And he will direct thy path. So a lot of issues come because what we don't do is we don't acknowledge God.
We don't acknowledge God
when we even in our own level of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible also says, think on these things.
Right.
That are pure, that are holy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, when you do this, then you show God that you are considering him in everything he do and everything we do.
Right.
And one thing God is, he's a jealous God.
Yes.
He's a jealous God. So what he does not want you to do is make things your idol. If we're not careful in relationships, a lot of times what we do is we go into our level of thinking.
Right.
Like say, for instance, let's go for the money. Let's use that as it, when we talked about the money thing earlier. Just say, for instance, my wife want to know about the money, and I go into my level head. I'm gonna do this, and
I'm gonna do it my way.
I'm gonna do it my way, and it's my way. I've been doing it my way for a long time.
I'm the
one bringing in the money. I'm the one, exactly.
And it ain't about the money,
exactly. And what we do at that point, now we done made us an idol,
right? Our own thought.
We done made our own thought and our own self.
Yeah.
So we put ourselves before God.
Yep.
And what that happens in that, like I said, God is a jealous God, because he said he will not have no other God before him.
None.
No other God before him. So that's what we do. We put ourselves before God, and we cause an issue of not acknowledging him, because again, if we acknowledge him, he's the one that want to take care of the issue.
He's going to direct it like a movie. I will direct your path. I direct you.
Do you understand?
I will.
How it is. Let's use Jonah. I was talking to my wife about Jonah today.
Yeah, that was good.
When God told Jonah to go to Nineveh,
mm-hmm.
he didn't want to go.
He didn't want
to
go.
He got into a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And because he wanted to not do it, he again went into his level of thinking, mm-hmm. did his own thing,
yes.
wanted to do what he wanted to do.
What he wanted to do.
He said, I'd rather die than go and do what God asked me to do.
Why you say that?
Because he didn't want to do what God wanted him to do. He didn't want to do it.
That's what you said earlier. He was willing to get thrown off the ship.
Yeah, he said, I'd rather die. I'd rather die than do what God called him to do.
I don't want
to
do that.
But when he got on the ship, God shook the ship up. Because he was doing it his own way. He was shook the ship up.
Disruption. Come on.
Hey, Ashley.
I know, right?
Hey, baby girl.
But he created a whole disruption.
So now he in his own level of thinking.
Right.
So that's one way where we can kind of deal with issues. Make sure we put God into it.
Because he's saying, like he said, in all thy ways.
All thy ways acknowledge him.
What he's saying is invite me in.
Invite me. Tag me in. Tag me in.
Okay, you having an issue about the money. In the household, you having an issue about the fact that my wife don't acknowledge me when it come to the kids. I feel like she act like I'm one of the kids too.
Yes.
Okay. He says, in all thy ways,
acknowledge him.
I will tell you how to handle it.
If you tell me, tag me in.
Invite me in.
Because what happens is when we go into our own level of thinking.
Yeah.
We get angry with it because we're not getting the responses that we desire because it's us. The Bible says, "Be slow to anger," and I'm realizing why it's saying be slow to anger, because when you really take your time, mm-hmm. when you take your time to before getting angry,
you're
allowed to at least put that extra thought and saying, "Okay, God, look, I can't do this by myself,
right?
Or God, I don't even know what to do. I need your help." But when you get angry and you just flip, you get angrier and angrier and angrier because you want to be felt.
Yep. And look, that's once somebody wrote that as an issue. When I feel hurt by my husband, my first reaction is to hurt him so he'll see how it feels.
Exactly. And that's the wrong thing to do, because when we talk about Jonah here,
mm-hmm.
what Jonah after, and I'm going a little ahead of myself, but after Jonah finally came and accepted what God, because he had to go through being swallowed by a fish.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go through being swallowed by the fish. And he said, Lord, if you get me out of this, then I'm going to do what you called me to do.
Right.
So after when he finally did what he called him to do, he went to Nineveh and got angry with God because God had grace and mercy on them. He delivered them. And Jonah actually wanted them to be destroyed.
Right.
He wanted them to
because
be destroyed.
Because they hurt his people.
Because they hurt,
he wanted them to feel how he felt.
Exactly. He wanted to be felt. But that's not God. God don't want yourself to be felt. He want the people to be changed.
So do you want to be felt or do you want the change?
Yes.
Because when God say, when you tag me in, I'll change the situation.
I'll change them
but
in the situation.
If you do it yourself, you're going to get angry and then you're going to want him or her to feel you. And that's not going to do nothing but shit.
And a lot of time too, a lot of us want God to change the situation.
Right.
But honestly, God will change you in the situation.
Right.
So the,
and that, then use you exactly inside as an undercover, honey, to change the whole situation.
The whole time.
He said, in all your ways, tag me in. See, and I will direct you, and it'll important. Be all right.
So it's very important, y'all, that when we have issues that go on, it's so important that so we don't important. Try to... We don't want things to happen to people that we feel that hurt us. Right. We shouldn't want things to happen to people that did us wrong. Because a lot of, there's some people I did cut off, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want nothing bad to happen to these people. Because I still love them to this day.
I just can't get too close. You know what I'm saying? They throw off rocks and it might hurt.
My wife, a couple of episodes ago, would say this. And it was so profound when I thought about it. We were driving behind this dump truck.
It was a cement truck.
So, you know, the thing was spinning and rocks was coming off.
Little bit
off.
Of cement pebbles, baby.
They were coming off and that hitting the glass, you know what I'm saying? Like, dang. But she said, that's what a damaged person looks like when they really trying to just involve you in what they're going through.
Okay, let me say it.
Am I saying it wrong?
Mm-mm, yeah.
Tell me, say it right. I'm going to make it quick.
It was a cement truck. And it was a nice car behind the cement truck, a little sports car, and we was on this side. That sports car kind of stayed back because that sports car knew them little pebbles that flying off the cement truck can damage their car. So as soon as they got an opportunity, woo, they zoomed around the cement truck. So that's how damaged people are. It's not nothing wrong with the truck. It wasn't nothing wrong with the driver. He wasn't trying to damage nobody. But it's just the fact that that's what happens, and that's what kind of truck it is, a cement truck. So the thing is, when you are close, when you get close to damaged people, they may not mean to, but they throwing off. They be throwing off, and that throw off can damage you.
Break that glass.
So a lot of times people either going to stay back far from you.
Hey, Janine.
Or when they get an opportunity, they're going to zoom around you and keep it moving, because even though they may love you, the damage that you cause as you throw off, they don't want that kind of damage. Life is already hard enough to deal with that kind of damage.
What my sis say?
All right, so Ashley says, it's the wrong thing to do. Yes, but it's natural. Women need love. Men need respect. She's talking about getting making that person feel you.
Gotcha.
She said, and it's a cycle. When we don't feel love, we don't give respect. And when we don't give respect, he doesn't show love. So you have to invite God in to disrupt the cycle.
Disrupt the cycle.
That's why you got to tag him in. If you want the cycle disrupted, tag him in. And check this out too.
Going back to the Jonah story, what Jonah did was there were people on the boat with him when he got on the boat. There were people on the boat, and he was telling the people his issue.
Right.
He was telling them what he was going through.
I ran from God, y'all.
Yeah, I ran from, looking, y'all, I ran from God. And
I'm
it was
the
like,
one. I'm
it,
the pappy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the pappy.
I'm the pappy.
So he told him about it. But what he didn't realize what he did was he actually involved them into now what he, into his disobedience.
Right.
He involved them in his disobedience, and which made them fearful. So they like, oh my God, you are with us.
And they start praying.
You're with us. This boat shaking.
Yeah.
Like, Lord, don't get us for housing.
Right. Yeah.
So we got to be careful.
Be careful.
Who we tell things to.
Yeah, because when you get them involved in your disobedience, what happened, baby?
You get a shaking, and you involve them to the point of that now they're fearful of that they may go through the same thing. Because, again, people take on people. Let's be honest. A lot of people who are not really prepared for what you're going through, they take on what you're going through.
They
take it on emotionally. Yeah, they take it on emotionally.
Right.
They take it on spiritually.
Right.
You know, and it's like now this something. If you're not careful, if you tell your stuff to the wrong people, what you're going through may even seep up into their house, and you'll find them going through the same thing you're going through.
Now you got you somebody to talk to,
because
y'all.
Because both of y'all going through the same thing, the level of disobedience.
But just like Ashley said, like when you, as women, God, the Bible did say women respect your husband. He didn't have to tell us to love them, because women, we love. That's what we do.
He told the men to love their wives.
And yeah, but like you said, Ashley, because Ashley is one of those, she said, yes, I'm guilty. I want to be felt. You know, but at the same time.
But I like her question. I like her question.
I'm going to read it in a second. At the same time, what she's saying is, look, but at the same time, I know that me being felt is not solving nothing. So tag him in, girl. Tag God in and be like, okay, how do I deal with this situation? Ashley says, speak about how to invite God in your marriage. We know about prayer, but how does it exactly look in marriage? Let me show you how it look. There's one thing, one issue this lady says, when I bring up an issue that we need to talk about or work on, it always turns into an argument. That used to be our stuff.
Yeah.
Whenever I would bring up an issue, he would get upset because he felt like he felt some kind of way about the issues that I would bring up. And how does that look? I tell him what it is. Even if he gets upset, I used to shut down.
Hold on. Before you do that, let's go back. Because okay. I want to give them from the beginning of how it looked. That has to be as the man, and not to cut you off.
No, I got you. I feel you.
As the man and as the woman, we really have to have this level of a relationship with God individually first.
Right.
Because if we don't have this relationship with God, when we come to each other to now have to engage with one another, then because we don't have this relationship with him, whatever she tells me, it may really piss it, or whatever I say to her, it may piss or it may hurt her and it may cause some damage because we don't have the relationship with God. How does the relationship with God look? God dealing with us right. to make us whole people.
I agree. However, I feel like that there's a B clause to that because the thing is, even if you don't have a relationship with God that's that great. And let's say my relationship with God, I'm more in a relationship with him. We talk more. I pray more. I read, you know, all that stuff. And that's you right. don't as much. Let's say that you barely do. Then I feel like that God will still give me what I need to unlock something that's in you. Let's say, like we were talking
true.
Earlier.
I agree with
it's
that.
It's a childhood issue inside of you that you locked away because it was too painful. And that's what always causes the argument to come up. So I go to God and I tag him in and I say, okay, help me to understand how to deal with this. Because every time I go to him about an issue, he argues with me. And then we have a knockdown drag out. The issue's never solved. And then when I bring it up again, because it's still an issue, then here we go again. And it's a cycle. How do I do this? So you said you was going to direct my path. I need your help. Give me some wisdom on this thing because I'm drowning. So then what he'll do is he will somehow, however it happened, whether it's a license plate, somebody call you, you hear a song, he do it a lot. He has millions of ways to answer that request, right? Then one day I might just be talking to him, and when I say something to him, it may touch something inside of him because I asked God for help, and God gave me the help, not even knowing that I'm saying something that will touch something that will unlock that place of hurt. And then that place of hurt now becomes healed by the words that came out of my mouth from God, and that was the reason why all the other stuff. So that healing trickles down to everything else that's attached to that thing that was hurtful being healed as well. And now all of a sudden you see a change, and you don't even know how it happened. That's how it looks.
Okay, that's good what Lady Free said, but let me go back again. This is how it works fluently.
Okay.
Now this is if there was a part of if there was a break in the cycle, then okay. what she said works. But for the cycle to run fluently the way the scripture says, husbands submit to God, and mm-hmm. wives submit to your husbands as unto the Lord.
Right.
So that means just like you submit to God, wives, you would submit to your husband according to his submission to God.
Right.
But if that is not the case, the Holy Spirit that has been put into his life. Mm-hmm. You are the helper.
Right.
You are the Holy Spirit, the helper. What is the helper? It's the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So the Holy Spirit.
The wisdom. Yes. The understanding. Yes. Yeah.
So now you come to the, especially the if you are, because a sanctified wife could sanctify the whole household.
Definitely.
Could sanctify the whole household. Definitely. So there has to be a level of sanctification that comes through the wife. So if you praying and you laying before God, if you are that praying woman, I promise you, you can change some things in your household.
Man, it's so many
you can
things
change some
you,
things in your household.
People
same thing, vice versa.
People come up to me and they say, I don't know what you did So Jesse, it got to be you. Nah, it wasn't me. It was me doing exactly what I just said to help me not to have to fight him, because that's not what I got married for, to fight him. I want some change. I want some growth and some maturity. I need him to be strong so that he can lift me up. You know what I'm saying? So I had to do it that the way God asked me to do it, because the other way I was doing it, which was the way I wanted to do it, didn't work. It was making things worse.
And two, there also has to be a level of consistency, because
definitely
you can't be a cusser at one point and then be holy at one point.
And the Lord, because the Lord told me,
and then soon as it don't go the way you expect, because you said the Lord said, because a lot of times we use God instead of being used by God to change the situation. So we use God to just manipulate to get our way.
Right.
But if it don't go the way we said, then now we become the cusser. That's what's wrong with your Yeah. You crazy. You don't listen anyway.
And then you mad because you wonder why he's saying your God, man.
Yeah, I ain't serving that God.
Because
if he look like that, right. You ain't no better than me.
Right. Yeah.
You ain't no better than me.
True that.
I had to deal with a situation where, oh my God, jump, shout, spit in the church. First one in there, first one to spit and hallelujah, crying all over the place. As soon as you get to the house, you a whole nother person.
Yeah.
A whole nother person.
You gotta be consistent.
You have to be consistent in your walk and in your prayer.
You gotta walk the walk and talk the talk. This ain't no game.
Because
this
I promise
not for
you,
the fearful at heart. This kingdom I promise business.
You, I promise you, you will always see the results of God if you allow Him truly to work on the situation. I'm telling you, I'm only telling you what I experienced.
Yeah.
Because there's sometimes when she really gets to that nerve over here that's on my left arm.
No, I don't.
The right arm. So sometimes because we don't, trust me, we have our issues. I promise you we do. But instead of me going to her, I promise you, I go to God about it.
Yeah, he
and
do.
I say, I promise you. Sometimes I don't even say nothing to her.
Right. Because that way it works better.
Because I know when God tells her or when God gets her, it'd be about 15, 20 minutes later. It don't even be long.
So funny.
It ain't overnight.
Right.
It ain't me not walking around house, not speaking to one another. Yeah. It'll be like, I go out, come back, and she'll be like, you know what, babe? I said something or I thought something wrong and I did it the wrong way.
And it's hilarious to hear people say, oh, y'all marriage, y'all seem like y'all got the perfect marriage. We do. The perfect marriage for us.
It's only perfection because we allow God to really be in the
situation.
But
see, that's what I'm saying. It's hilarious to hear people say that, because the whole point is, while we are living and breathing and in this marriage, we are learning how to perfect our communication on hard topics, on issues. We learning how to, we practice this daily. But just to move on just a little bit, we don't have to go deep into these. I do want to kind of touch them just a little bit.
Okay.
This one says, I caught my husband volunteering a lie for no good reason, but he tells me he doesn't lie to me. How do I trust him? How do I trust him?
Okay. You got to go back. Because my question was, why does he feel like he has to lie to you?
No. It says here, she caught him voluntarily lying for no good reason.
Because you can't think for us. So because again, the reason why I can be straight with you is because the atmosphere and the trust level that I have, because that's how men trust. Mm-hmm. We trust with how we can tell you our secrets, and you take that and you give it. So if you feel like I'm volunteering, it ain't because that's really how you feel.
Right.
But there's a level of uncomfortability that I have coming into being, you know, when I should be honest. But sometimes, again, you got to understand why.
I think you stop listening at a certain portion in the statement. She says, I caught my husband volunteering a lie for no good reason. That's where you stop listening at. She says, but he tells me he doesn't lie to me.
Again, there is a level of uncomfortability when it comes
to... Let me tell you what I thought about when I read that. What I thought about was, he on the phone, he talking to somebody, he voluntarily lied about something stupid. And then at the same time, he say, I don't lie to you. That's how I looked at it.
The atmosphere.
It's like, how do I trust him if he lie about stupid stuff, little stuff? But yet, I mean, how do I trust? I want to trust him, but if he lying about stupid stuff, what about something big happened in the relationship that matters?
The atmosphere does not change your character, but it changes your comfortability. It changes your comfortability. So if you're not comfortable, again, you got
to
remember.
But whoever said that you have to be comfortable in order to tell the truth.
Listen, this is how men
I think
trust.
It's just about making excuses.
We're not making an excuse.
But now that you know that this is something that you do, then why not just say, you know what? I realize that this is something that I do. Let me change
because
that so that my character will continue to stay intact.
Let's be honest here. And one thing I like to do is be honest.
Please.
If a woman feels a certain way, if she feels like the man is not telling the truth, because sometimes a man
sometimes
they do, and you just don't believe. Sometimes,
but that's what she's saying. How do I believe him when I've heard him lie about other stupid stuff?
And again, like I said, it goes to now, and sometimes, like I said, it could be him not being proud of what he need to share with you.
Maybe.
It could be him ashamed of what he's really feeling.
Or
you know
it could be him not knowing that he ain't all that he tried to portray the people that he are. And so when he on the phone or when he out and about and he says, tell a lie for no reason, it's like, why did you lie? Like, you didn't even have to lie.
If it's in you to lie, then you are a liar. No, that's
so
not
now
true.
We need to discuss, why do you feel like lying to others is okay? It is not okay.
We're not saying that is okay, but again, you have to
into question.
You
when
cannot
you are a liar.
No, because sinners don't come into question. Because guess what? God loved the sinner.
No. We're not talking about that.
So what I'm saying is, again, if he looks at them like that, you can't. Because what it is
what
like
if he's just a compulsive liar. No, and he just lies.
And again,
himself to
you
lie
can
to
no that no no that that's not always the case.
But I ain't say always. I said
that
what
is
if.
Not always the case.
I said what if. Okay, hold on one second, sir. Mind Provoking says, we all tell white lies. I'm going to whoop you. I'm playing.
No, that's not saying that.
She said, we all tell white lies sometimes as a protective place, a protective piece. Mind Provoking says this. She says, we show who we truly are by actions that are not always directed towards us, yet we acknowledge what our spouse is capable of.
But we tell white lies sometimes.
She said we tell white lies
piece.
Sometimes as
yes.
a protection piece.
Again, like I said, understanding, because again,
it's not okay.
We're not saying it's okay, but you got to understand the issue of what causes this, because nobody just becomes this. There's certain things that happen in this person's life that
right,
cause them
in
to
become.
Because what happens is, when you're not being honest, that means there's some things that there's some ugly things that about yourself that
right.
you're not proud to share.
Okay.
There's some other things about yourself or that you're about your level of thinking that you're not comfortable with giving because
okay.
there's an issue. So what I'm saying
True.
Is that does not make you that doesn't make you this liar.
When you're a child, you have to lie to get out of stuff. I get it.
We're not talking about the child piece now. We're talking now you're here in the relationship. We're talking the husband.
But
we're not
I'm talking about
that.
A human being.
I hear
I'm
what you said, Ashley.
What's the reason why this person feels like it's okay to lie? Maybe they train themselves up that's what they do. And some people have compulsion.
Again, you miss it. No, I believe y'all are missing this.
What you mean?
Because y'all are coming from a women's perspective.
No, we're not. Oh, no, sir.
I need a man
to get on here.
You're coming from a woman's perspective.
Why do you say that?
Because again, what I'm telling you is how men trust. If this man does not feel comfortable with giving you his inner self, with giving you those secrets that he's not even comfortable with, then no, he's not going to be honest with that. He's just not. We're not saying it's okay.
That's something
that
he needs to work on.
It is something he needs to work on. I'm
because
not saying
then,
that.
Because then
but
he will
still
get upset with the woman
a reason.
Because she don't trust him. And
no,
you're the reason why
you're he's going to do is keep denying. I'm not lying to you.
It's the cycle. The dust, the figure.
But to break the cycle is that's
to break the cycle. He gotta stop lying.
No, you have to understand that there is an issue.
The devil is a liar.
What is the issue?
The devil
you
is
gotta
a liar.
Attack, you have to attack the issue.
The issue,
not
is,
attack the person and call him a liar.
But the issue, what?
You're a liar. But all you're doing is feeding
nobody
in.
See how you made that whole situation.
Oh, you're a liar.
You're a liar. Nobody said that happened. Defensive mechanism. Nobody said that happened. What we're saying is she called.
If you don't trust him,
the spade a spade.
If you don't trust him,
if you lie, you are a liar. If you voluntarily lie, little white lies, you are a liar. If you steal, you are a thief.
What did Mia say? Read what Mia say.
Mia says, don't try to.
No. Because again, like I said,
we'll finish this discussion at the house. Sometimes individuals don't look at it as a lie when it is simple. Just because they don't look at it as one don't mean it's not one, though. That was me, my sidebar. I experienced a similar situation and the person did not feel like it was a lie. Whew. I sat that person down, come on now, and gave examples of what it looks like from the outside looking in. That person then started being conscious.
She created an avenue and an atmosphere for him to feel comfortable. For this person to feel comfortable.
She called him out on his lie.
But look how she did it. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It don't matter how she did it. The whole point is to nip it in the butt.
No, need to stop lying. You saying, no, see, you can't, again, you cannot do that.
That's just like somebody stealing and the police catch them and they said, well, the only reason why I stole was, yeah, you might have a valid reason why you think you did it, but if you did it, you're going to jail.
Okay, do you see the difference of what Ashley said and what Mia said were the same thing said differently. Ashley said, we got to find out why you lying and that ain't okay. But what she said is, this is what she did was came down a whole nother avenue. What I'm telling you is if you're dealing with somebody that has these issues, then what you can't do is you can't make them feel like this is the person who they are. You got to understand that it's an issue and it's a reason why this person is doing what he's doing.
All right.
Or they're doing. So you got to bring them to the understanding like, look, okay, this is what it looks like. So now what you did was break a level of what I felt like was uncomfortable to say, okay, well, dang.
But in another person, you probably exposed them. Now they're going to find a better way to dress up they lie. You never know. I'm just saying. But let's move on to the last one. We don't have long at all. This one's,
deflection.
I don't know if I should read this one.
Read it.
This one says, I'm married to a pastor and sometimes he preaches wrong information, but I don't know how to address it to him.
You dressed a liar. Why you don't want to do the same thing?
Because you know what?
You addressed the liar, but you don't want to address the pastor.
But see, I can kind of understand that. Because let's say you a pastor and you preach, you be preaching what you feel like it say, and me knowing different, I know it don't say that. How do I come to you without you being like I'm trying to trump your message because I would want to tell you so you wouldn't lead the people wrong. I would want to tell you for the right reason.
So it's the same thing. Ashley, I'm sorry. This is the same thing.
What are we doing here?
No, we talking about that, but Ashley said if you have
finished with the last one. Thank you very much, Ashley.
It's in the atmosphere. In the atmosphere, then your character is in question.
Hold up. Wait. I didn't understand. Okay, hold up.
No,
she says if you have to lie every time you don't feel comfortable in an atmosphere, then your character is in question. You can't change the character from being in question. You can't overlook the issue
to say that that's your character.
Let's be honest.
Because that's going back with the pastor. If the pastor's preaching the wrong thing. You know what I want to tell him in a way but you want to tell the pastor who's lying.
No, she said she doesn't know how to tell
him. No, you just said that. You said, well, I would tell him in a way where he don't such and such. See, again.
No, I didn't.
Instead of saying, you lying, pastor.
Pastor, you ain't reading the right thing. You was reading Ashley's comment, so you didn't hear me correct.
I heard you, baby. Okay.
I said, if I know he didn't read it right, how do I, because you don't, I would want to tell my husband because I would want him to be correct in what he was saying, mm-hmm. and so that he won't lead souls to hell. But how would I say that without it causing conflict now? Because you're coming up against what this man considers his office. So that's something to.
So his office, his issues.
Maybe he believes that the revelation that God gave him to the scripture is correct.
She said some pastors always take things out of context. Some pastors don't even read the contents.
Well, we're not.
Okay, I'm not going. I'm not bashing pastors.
But
I'm
at
sorry,
the same time, though, that's a concern that if I was in that position, I wouldn't know if he's preaching the wrong information. How do I address it to him?
Buy him a Bible.
You just gonna have to tag God in. I'm inviting you in. I need you to help me understand how to say that. Now, that's one of them issues. I don't care what nobody say. You can't ask nobody that question. You got to tag God in and say, God, I need you to help me understand.
Read this. Then check this out.
Right. But see, there's a way. Something like that. Read this. Okay, check this out.
Tell me what you got
to do.
Do it
like a couple of weeks after his message. And then act like you doing it because you need clarity.
But I'm still confusing right now because now you want to be real sensitive on how you deal with this pastor who just said is lying, but we don't want to deal with a person who's lying. We want to deal with him straightforward. That's wrong. And OU. So I don't understand that. That's double sided.
No, but see, you made that up because we never said that you don't address that person.
No, but it was the way you was about to address.
Nobody said Mia was wrong about how she addressed it. That was good.
Well, I'm talking about you. You said I will have to wait till after, you know, he preach his message. So in
you
other
gotta
words,
be wise in how you.
Wait a minute, you know what, you need to stop.
You have to be wise in how you address liars too.
Oh, you didn't say that though. You said, "Oh, he a liar and wrong."
Mean? You were actually talking. You were asking. You didn't ask me.
Oh, don't do me like wise. That. Now we want to be wise. We want to be wise with the pastor and tell a man, your husband, he a liar.
If you was a liar, voluntarily lying, I've seen you do that. What I do is I go to God and I say, God, help him to understand he don't have to lie about stupid stuff. And then I start seeing you do it less.
Okay. read what Ashley said. She said, help me out, Ashley.
Ashley, you're going to have to call him at the house because we have run out of time.
No, but read that last comment. Come on. The last comment. This is the last one and we got to go.
The reason why I want to read
it. She's doing a little letter. She can't see.
That's not what I said. I believe people can change, yes. But in that season, you are a liar. Liar is just an agent noun. For lie a lot. If you lie, you're a liar. If you steal, you're a stealer, a thief, right? I said that. LOL. Doesn't mean you stay that way, but the character is in question. The question in question means to address. A question means to address the issue. Sir, Jesse. Girl, I'm sorry. I can't, I don't have my glasses. Sorry. But listen, we done for today. We're done because it is now past our time.
Mia, we're going to have to call y'all. We're going to have to call you guys.
We had a couple more issues. But y'all, listen, if you have any more issues in relationship that you would like to discuss, please make sure you put them in the comments. Make sure you like and share our YouTube page, Shift Real Talk. You'll find all the videos from season 1 and season 2. Share it with someone you think needs it. I know a lot of people, they want to have all the thousands and thousands. We want people that really need to hear this to hear it. We want people that really need to understand about relationships and how to have lasting, healthy relationships to hear it, okay? I guess that is everybody. So anyway, listen, our time has come short. I know you're not talking after you did all this talking.
You cut the conversation off to close out
this
long.
This is the ending. Okay. This is the ending of our show.
All right, y'all. Listen.
Shift Real Talk.
We thank y'all.
Tuesday.
Listen. Cash App. We love you guys. Look.
Okay, so wait. I do have to say one thing. We have coming up Shift, Paint and Shift. We're inviting 10 couples. Only 10. We're not doing any more than 10. 10 couples. It's a free event.
Okay, babe.
We'll tell you more about it. If you are in marriage, hold on, babe. Wait. Let me say this. If you are in a marriage, this is for married people. This is specifically for married people only. If you're married and you want to come to, you have to live in the Houston area as well. If you want to come to the Paint and Shift, it's going to be dope. It's always going to come with a shift. make sure you put it in the DMs. Let us know that you want to, you and your husband want to come, and we will register you for that workshop. It is a free event coming up June the 8th. All right? I'm done.
And listen, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Lord, we asking you to look on us right now, God. Bless us as we continue to do what you've called us to do, God. For we know, God, that there's a reason why you allow things to happen. There's a reason for everything, God, and you know the reason. So, God, as we continue to seek your face and seek your glory, God, continue to let us see, God, what you would see. Let us see through your eyes, God. See through your heart, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And remember, if you're having any kind of relationship issue, God says, tag me in. I'll show you the way. Until next Tuesday, this is Shift Real Talk Tuesdays, and we're signing out.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.